We're very fortunate to have as our guest Diana Johnson. She is in France, and she has written two very important articles. I've seen them at Counterpunch and Global Research, dealing with this upcoming election in France that the whole world is watching. Welcome to the program, Diana.
Yes, hello. I'm glad to talk to you.
Diana, you seem to me, you've put your finger on something that certainly everyone here is asking about, and that is, what is the reaction or response of I guess we'd have to call it the French left, I suppose the people who supported Mr. Mélenchon in the run-up to this contest. Now you have you're down to two candidates, Mr. Macron and, of course, Marine Le Pen. As I understand your articles, your concern is that the left has seemed to lost its way, and you were very concerned about that. Tell us what your take on this is and what the problem is.
Well, the left has lost its way, I think, not only in France, but pretty much in the West, but especially, I would say, in France and the United States, because it has changed its values from concern for economic equality to concern for minorities. As the minorities become more important to the left than the majority, thus you have a huge defense of the left of immigrants just because it's a category. You know, I mean, immigrants are very different. There are good ones and bad ones and all kinds of immigrants. But to just be for immigrants is an ideological position which has taken over very much of the left. Mm-hmm. And since Marine Le Pen is opposed to much immigration, wants to limit immigration quite drastically, then she takes on the label, which is, again, a favorite label of the fictional world we live in, which is that she's a fascist. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, a lot of the left considers that it, even though Macron is clearly the candidate who is totally destroying any rights of labor, the whole economy, for the sake of financial capital, he's the absolute class enemy. Nevertheless, the years and years of calling Le Pen fascist can make people absolutely overlook the issues and vote for the worst candidate. But I must say, there's a big movement in the left of Mélenchon to abstain from this vote. There was just today a parade of all kinds of people for May Day. I think there's a strong tendency to abstain. On the other hand, I want to point out something that people don't easily recognize who aren't here, and that is that what you could really call the solid anti-imperialist left, which is a minority, is largely favorable to Marine Le Pen, partly because of her, very much because of her international policy, because she's in favor of détente with Russia, because she doesn't want to, she wants to stay out of these endless U.S.-NATO wars.
That, by the way, certainly that's caught my attention. Here we are in a situation. We have a U.S. president who's following in the footsteps of his predecessors, much to the surprise of many people. And he's threatening all sorts of things over North Korea. He has already struck at Syria without any evidence. You have in Europe people who, quoting Putin, President Putin, are basically bobbleheads. Everybody's just agreeing. And at the same time, it's very noticeable that Marine Le Pen says the U.S. is wrong in its approach to Syria, wrong in its approach to Russia. As a matter of fact, she says it's causing havoc. And she points on the issue of immigrants. She said, well, you have, I shouldn't say immigrants, refugees. You have refugees because you're bombing these people. Now, but when she says that, to me, that is a traditional, clear-cut left position.
Well, it is. But, you know, I tell you, the left has sort of forgotten about history, except the history of the rise of Nazism. I mean, you've got to see the educational system here. The educational system has become completely dominated by the, the Shoah is commemorated every year and more often than that. Everybody is indoctrinated from school about the guilt of France for not having, actually France did protect the French Jews quite considerably, but the cases where they did, where there were deportations, that becomes a national guilt. And so this constant anti-fascism, when there isn't any fascism left, except there are some kind of people who act like fascists on the extreme left. But fascism is not the danger. The danger is globalization and economic disaster for France. And instead of seeing that, the people have been trained to be vigilant against the possible rise of fascism, and we're living in a fictional world, just like the Russian threat is totally fiction. The media can create a fictional world and persuade people that that's the world they're living in. It's very alarming.
Yeah. Well, you know, apropos of that, the left or the Social Democrats, certainly, and the U.S., the liberals, they don't see a problem with the actual rise of fascistic-type governments in East Europe, which they are arming and abetting. We see troops going, Western troops going into the Baltic, and while we are seeing people coming into the streets wearing their old World War II uniforms in support of Nazi Germany. In Ukraine, we have a celebration of neo-Nazis. I shouldn't say neo. In the case of Bandera, they're making him a national hero. And it's Marine Le Pen who said of the government there in Ukraine, she said that was a coup. And she says it's opened the door to people. And I think she's used the word fascist to describe them.
Well, yeah.
I find that really bizarre because, in fact, that is a very dangerous. And there, it's the real thing.
Yes, I know. Of course, in Canada, you have a particularly bad situation because you have this enormous Ukrainian ultra-nationalist lobby, even with it up to the foreign minister, is a member of it. And I think that's the worst situation. I don't think many people in France are terribly anxious to defend the current regime in Ukraine. And in fact, I think that it's interesting. A majority of the candidates in this election wanted to, and especially three of the four top ones, want to improve relations with Russia. Macron is the exception. He's the Atlantic globalization candidate.
He's rather like Hillary Clinton, is he not?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. He's really he's been invented, absolutely invented by networks of financiers and so on who, you know, talent scouted for somebody and created him by the media. This is really alarming because nobody knew who he was except that he was the author of the very worst social legislation in the Hollande government. And he was suddenly discovered, and the covers of every magazine. You know, there's a lot of magazines, and there are these magazines for women, and there are these magazines for the hairdressers when you go there or something, or the doctors. I mean, all over the place. Macron, Macron, Macron. And, I mean, he's been absolutely sold like a commercial product. It's really, I mean, really, if he wins it, they've wiped out politics in France. Because he's nothing but a commercial product. But, of course, behind him are all the big interests who are selling him mm-hmm. and who expect to profit of his presidency.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like France is entering a kind of a crisis here because people really rejected Hollande to the point where they sort of shuffled the deck. And
absolutely.
I have the impression that this is kind of like a stealth Hollande, Mr. Macron.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, Marine Le Pen and her speech now was just saying that. I mean, and the people, the thing is that the people on the right seem to be more aware of that than on the left, I mean, to mm-hmm. some extent. Because, yeah, I mean, Hollande was too unpopular to run again. So he helped sponsor this new, improved, the new improved, we don't say Hollande, but the new improved president. Mm-hmm. And the Socialist Party leaders have really contrived to kill the Socialist Party and to create this new thing, which very likely, if it survives, which I hope it doesn't. If it survives, it will probably rename itself the Democratic Party to be just like the United States.
Yes, they'll decide that association with even social democracy was a bad idea. That they'll follow the Hillary path of just doubling down on the old mistakes. We're speaking to Diana Johnson. By the way, you have a book titled "Humanitarian Intervention." Ism, I think, is very apropos. You point out in your article that the left was, of course, anti-colonial and used to celebrate people like Ben Bella, Ho Chi Minh, various African leaders. And now they've flipped that over and they are now for invading people and are very comfortable with a man like Macron saying, well, he's for no-fly zones and bombing.
I know. I mean, there's a complete confusion here because the word nationalism has such bad connotations in Europe. I mean, there's a very simplistic view that not knowing the complications of history, which are considerable, will say that, oh, the cause of war is nationalism, you know, an abstract idea, nationalism. So anything that looks like nationalism is fascist and dangerous. But, of course, there's all the difference in the world between aggressive nationalism, such as Hitler and so on, and now the United States, who make war against other countries, and the sort of patriotism that says, we want to be sovereign, we want to mind our own business, we want to be free in our own country. Mm-hmm. These are absolute opposites, but there's a total confusion between the two. And these parties that are essentially patriotic, they just say, we don't want to bother anybody and we don't want to be bothered, are mm-hmm. branded as nationalist and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world upside down.
Yeah. Well, look, as you point out in the article, it's the European Union that's leading this kind of, we may as well put a slash and say NATO, a very aggressive policy, which will, if it's not checked, lead to war. I guess we could maybe introduce a nice word. Patriots are starting to say we don't want to be part of that.
No, I think that's absolutely the case. And the thing is, you see, this business about, the European Union is wonderful because it prevents Europe from having another war. Well, that's ridiculous. It's dragging Europe as Europe into wars, much bigger wars. I mean, you don't have to have the European Union to prevent Germany and France from going at each other again. There's too many. There's mm-hmm. no reason for them to do that. But in fact, The European Union is not an anti-war organization. It's just getting ready for bigger wars with a sort of European nationalism or Western nationalism, if I can say it that way.
Yeah, which is quite sharp in its language. The Western leadership at the moment is led by extremely irresponsible and kind of lowbrow people who their first thing is to threaten, and they're a nuclear armed power, and they talk like children, and it's just amazing.
It is. I mean, the quality of the actually in France, you've got some better people, and I must say, Marine Le Pen is one of them. I've just heard her make her long speech, and I mean, it's quite an educated, cultivated, way ahead of. I mean, it's very funny because all these feminists, Hillary. But Hillary is nothing compared to Marine Le Pen. I mean, as a political woman.
Yeah.
Marine Le Pen really knows what she's talking about. She's charismatic. She really has some character. But you don't see feminists defending her because she's not the right ideology.
Yes. The wrong fit. We're speaking to Diana Johnson. You've been very generous with your time. One last question, and I'll just remind people, Diana has written articles published April 21st and 27th about these French elections. You can find them at Counterpunch and Global Research. Very, very useful articles. And the last matter, Mr. Mélenchon, he must be under immense pressure. Now, he's suggested what? A blank ballot or a ballot for Macron or abstaining? Is he going to be able to hold the line on that position, or he's got a week, it's going to be under great pressure?
Well, I think he will, because let's face it, I mean, he can't really come out himself in favor of Macron. He'll lose a lot by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, his followers are divided. Some of them are into this stop fascism hysteria, but mm-hmm. others see very well that Macron is the opposite of everything that Mélenchon is for. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just writing an article that says what are all of these losers? All of these workers, farmers, et cetera, who are going to lose with Macron, who voted for Le Pen, are they going to be grateful to a party which helped defeat Le Pen in favor of Macron? You see?
Well, thank you that's a preview. I, by the way, I absolutely agree with you on that point. Diana Johnson, we're very grateful to talk to you. You write wonderful books. We look forward to your next article. And, of course, we look forward to this election. Maybe we could talk to you sometime afterwards and sort out what happened.
Perhaps.
Right. Perhaps.
Right. Okay. I do want to mention my latest book, which is my father's book. It's new from Mad to Madness. It's my father's memoirs of his work in nuclear war planning in the Pentagon, and I write the introduction and the conclusion.
Oh, please tell us, is that book out now and available?
Oh, yes, it is. It's published by Clarity Press.
Mm-hmm. And the title is?
From Mad, you know, Mutual Assured
M-A-D-D.
M-A-D.
Yeah.
To Madness.
To Madness.
From Mad to Madness, Clarity Press.
Well, we'll look forward to reading it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Diana Johnson, and she is in Paris. And the only thing we didn't get to report on today from her was to learn what the May Day demonstrations were like. We were told the media says that they were protesting both candidates –